U2's Bono, The Edge put on makeshift bomb shelter performance for troops in Ukraine. By Paul Bois on May 9, 2022. U2 frontman Bono and The Edge did a surprise 40-minute acoustic performance for Ukrainian troops in Kyiv over the weekend. Performing in the Kreschetyk metro station serving as a bomb shelter, Bono and The Edge offered up acoustic renditions of some of their greatest hits, from In the Name of Love to With or Without You. Bono had tweeted earlier on Sunday that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the band as a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. "The people in Ukraine are not just fighting for your own freedom. You are fighting for all of us who love freedom," Bono told the crowd of about 100 people. "We pray that you will enjoy some of that peace soon." Speaking between songs, Bono further told the crowd, "This evening, 8th of May, shows will ring out in the Ukraine sky, but you'll be free at last. They can take your lives, but they can never take your pride." At one point, Bono even invited up some Ukrainian soldiers to sing Stand By Me, with the word "me" changed to Ukraine. President Joe Biden's Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the moment of support shows that Ukraine has more peaceful days ahead. "It's a beautiful day in the Kyiv metro," Blinken tweeted. "The people of Ukraine have shown a remarkable determination and resilience in the face of this brutal invasion. We stand #united with Ukraine and support its pursuit of more peaceful, democratic, and beautiful days ahead." Bono and The Edge are just two among the many celebrities that have visited Ukraine over the past few weeks in a show of solidarity. Angelina Jolie, Sean Penn, and First Lady Jill Biden have visited the country. "I wanted to come on Mother's Day," Jill Biden said upon her visit. "I thought it was important to show the Ukrainian people that this war has to stop and this war has been brutal and that the people of the United States stand with the people of Ukraine."